理课堂听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Steve and with me is Hazel. The article that we're in right now is called A Home for All. It's about an animal sanctuary called Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, or we might call it an animal shelter. It's found in Utah, which is in the United States.
And so today we're visiting Best Friends. We're finding more about these 1,500 animals that reside there. So, shall we find out more? Let's go to page 37 for our reading.
A Home for All. Visiting Best Friends. The sanctuary welcomes visitors, and about 20,000 people visit each year. Some come to enjoy the natural beauty of Angel Canyon. Others volunteer their time to help with the animals. They feed them, clean their living areas, or take them for walks. Some volunteers return year after year. One animal-loving couple even spent their honeymoon tending the animals. Visitors take a 90-minute tour of the sanctuary. They visit the living areas of all the different animals. They also see the Best Friends Fitness Center, where overweight animals can slim down.
Well, the title of today's lesson is called Visiting Best Friends. Not only are you visiting the sanctuary, but you're visiting the animals as well. Apparently, there are 20,000 people that visit Best Friends Sanctuary every year.
And those people are welcome to come. They're encouraged to come. So not only does Best Friends Sanctuary welcome the animals, they really want visitors to come and see them too.
20,000 people. That's a lot of people to come to one place. It averages out to be about 50 people a day. No wonder they have such a large staff. I bet part of that staff is involved in helping these people get acquainted with Best Friends Sanctuary.
I'll bet you're right about that. So why do the visitors come? Well, one reason is because they want to see the beautiful scenery at Angel Canyon.
Remember, Angel Canyon Best Friends Animal Sanctuary is in Utah, and Utah is in the Rocky Mountains, a very, very beautiful part of the United States. So that's one reason why visitors come. The second reason is they want to volunteer their time to help with the animals.
Of course, if you've got so many animals, all those animals need to be fed, they need to be taken care of, cleaned up after. There's a lot of work to do. So if people volunteer, they can help do all the work that's necessary.
Okay, so people will volunteer their time, they'll work for free. They'll probably do that because they love animals so much. Probably the people that come to a place like this have a big heart for animals.
Right. They can walk the dogs or play with the cats, so they enjoy their time volunteering. In fact, some people enjoy it so much, they come back year after year. They return to help out.
Right. They come back year after year to feed them, it says, to clean their living areas, as you said before, Hazel, to take them for walks. Sometimes the horses would need to be walked or the dogs for exercise. Volunteers do this year after year. They have such a good time, they come again and again.
And now it talks about some animal lovers. It says one animal-loving couple. So two people, a couple that are animal lovers, spent a very special time there, didn't they?
They did. They spent their honeymoon at this place. Now, after you get married, you go on a honeymoon, typically, and a honeymoon usually is a place that's very romantic, probably the beach, or you go to the mountains for a romantic time with your new wife or new husband. But one couple went to Animal Sanctuary, Best Friend's Animal Sanctuary, to spend their honeymoon. So that even shows that these people really think animal sanctuaries are important.
That's right. They spent their time tending the animals, or you can say tending to the animals. And tending here just means taking care of, paying attention to, watching after all these animals.
Right. You tend to something, you care for it. You look after it, as Hazel said. Well, line 25 goes on to read, visitors take a 90-minute tour of the sanctuary. So all of these visitors, the 20,000 a year, the 50-plus a day, they can take a tour that lasts 90 minutes, and they can get a good idea of how this place operates.
They visit the living area of the different animals. Now, I don't think they see where each of the 1,500 animals lives, but they see the areas that have the different kinds of animals. Perhaps they see where the dogs live, and then where the cats reside, and then perhaps the horses or the elephants. But they see where the animals live, where they stay.
Well, interestingly, Hazel, each place has its own name. There is a special place for the dogs, there's a special place for the cats, and each place has a special name. For example, the place where the dogs stay is called Dogtown.
Well, that's cute.
The place where the cats stay is called Cat World, and then you have Horse Haven for the horses, and for the rabbits, it's called Bunny House.
Well, that's kind of cute. So if you visit and take this 90-minute tour, you can find out what all these areas are and what kind of animals live there.
So the tourists can not only see the living areas, but we see here, they also see the Best Friends Fitness Center, where overweight animals can slim down. Now, I never knew, Hazel, that animals had a problem with being overweight.
I didn't either, but imagine that. They probably have a place where the animals can exercise. I can just imagine those little rats running around in circles trying to lose weight.
Well, that's what a fitness center is. It's a place to exercise and a place to lose weight. And Best Friends Animal Sanctuary has one of these places. They have a place where overweight animals can slim down. And that's what slim down means, to lose weight, right?
It does. Hey, let's watch this conversation and learn more about slim down.
Where are you going?
I'm going for a walk. I'm trying to slim down.
I'll walk with you. I'm trying to slim down, too.
Great. Walking is such good exercise. It will help us both slim down.
So how far are we going to walk?
Let's walk to my favorite pizza restaurant. I think it's time for a snack.
Okay, but if we want to slim down, we'd better walk more after that.
No problem. After that, we'll walk and get ice cream.
Good idea!
Well, it really sounds like the animals here have everything they need. They have a lot of love, they're safe, and they even have a place to slim down. Well, let's visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson.
Hi, welcome to the chat room. Today we learn more about this place, Best Friends Animal Sanctuary.
The lesson tells us that a couple actually spent their honeymoon tending the animals. I don't think I could do that. That doesn't sound very romantic to me.
Okay, I have a question here. How do you spend a honeymoon?
Since a honeymoon is a period of time, you spend it as you would time. The same thing can be said about a vacation. For example, how are you going to spend your winter vacation?
Spend 是花钱花费, 也可以指花时间, spend time. Honeymoon 呢, 是蜜月, 这是一段时间, 所以当然你是可以 spend a honeymoon, 度蜜月. Okay, going back to that sentence, how do you attend the animals?
Look carefully, Ken. The word is tend, not attend. You could use attend, but then you'd have to say attend to. You can attend to a particular matter, attend to the children, or attend to the animals. But you can't attend the animals.
注意这个字啊，是 tend, T-E-N-D. Tend 是照顾、照料的意思。其实呢，用 attend 也可以，可是要注意后面要加介系词 to, to attend to something. 比如说 I have to attend to the baby. 我必须要照顾小 baby.
And students, we're glad you're spending time with us. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
A place where animals are cared for until they are adopted is called A, a service station, B, a shelter, C, an adoption agency.A place where animals are cared for until they are adopted is called B, a shelter. Animal shelters usually have many wonderful animals waiting to be adopted. Maybe one is waiting for you.
Hi, friends. We've been talking about the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and if you'd like to learn more, you can log on the internet at www.bestfriends.org. Now, Hazel, I know that sometimes animals have physical problems, physical needs, but I was surprised to learn that they also sometimes have emotional needs as well.
That's right. Sometimes they don't act the way most animals should. But don't worry, at Best Friends, they have people that can help pets with emotional problems. Shall we find out more? Let's listen to the reading on page 38.
A home for all. Some of the animals have emotional problems because they were abused or neglected.As a result, they wouldn't make very good pets. The staff tries to help them learn to trust humans again. If they are successful, the animals can be adopted. If not, the animals live comfortably at Best Friends for the rest of their lives. Wild animals also find a temporary home at Best Friends. At the rehabilitation center, these animals recover from sickness or injury.Then they return to the wild. At the sanctuary, animals discover that people can, indeed, be their best friends.
Okay, in this part of the lesson, we're learning that animals sometimes have emotional needs as well, or emotional problems. Some of the animals have emotional problems because they were neglected or abused.Now, I didn't know that too much. I knew they had physical problems. But how does a dog or a cat show or reveal that they have a problem emotionally, Hazel?
Well, maybe when they see a person, they get very nervous, or perhaps they get angry. Maybe they're very shy or afraid of people, and that would lead you to believe that they have some kind of stress or maybe emotional problem.
Wow, and sometimes that emotional problem...comes from or originates from neglect or abuse. We see in line two, maybe they were abused or neglected. Now, when I think of abused, I think they were actively abused. They were hit or maybe kicked or something like that. When I think of neglected, that's more passive. They didn't receive something that they needed, right?
Right. When you neglect something, you don't give it the care that it needs. So maybe these animals were neglected. They're not used to being around people. They don't trust people, or they don't really know people.
Okay, another form of neglect we've mentioned before is to be abandoned. To be abandoned would be a form of being neglected. Well, as a result of this neglect and of these emotional problems, these pets wouldn't make very good pets. These animals wouldn't make very good pets in someone's home.
That's right. An abused animal or neglected animal with emotional problems might run away. Or perhaps the opposite. It might be aggressive, which would mean it might want to bite someone. So, of course, those animals would not make good pets. They might be dangerous.
Especially if there are children in the home. You don't want the dog or the cat to bite these children. But they do have these emotional problems, and the staff at this sanctuary tries to help them learn to trust humans again. Now, Hazel, I don't really understand this too much, but how might someone try to help a dog or a cat trust humans again?
Well, I think you would slowly try to spend time with the animal. Take your time. Let the animal know that you're not going to hurt it. Perhaps you would even feed it and try to pet it. And just let it know that you care for it and that you're not going to harm it.
Okay, to be friendly, to be affectionate, to pet the animals, to feed them and care for them, that might help the animal trust the human more. If these people are successful, the animals can be adopted. Now, if they're not, however, they can still live comfortably at Best Friends for the rest of their lives. So either way, the animals will have a safe place to live.
Right. So even if these animals stay perhaps a little bit mean, they get a little angry, perhaps they're very timid and shy, they still have a place to stay even if they can't live in regular homes.
Okay, so now we learn that not only are pets welcomed at Best Friends, but wild animals are also welcomed. They're not turned away either. Now, I would think this would be a problem. When I think of a wild animal, I think of a bear or deer or even wolves. These are kinds of wild animals that could be dangerous.
But notice it says that they can find a temporary home there. So when they take in a wild animals shouldn't be kept as pets. So they take them in temporarily until perhaps they can be released out into the outdoors or out into the wild again.
Okay, this time the word wild is used as an adjective. We're going to see it used as a noun in just a moment. But yes, it's a temporary home. Perhaps the wild animal was hurt and it needs to be healed or needs healing for a short time. At the rehabilitation center, we learn, these animals recover from sickness or injury. And that's what a rehabilitation center is. They get time to rehabilitate or get well and heal.
That's right. They probably have animal doctors, which are called veterinarians there, so that the animals can heal and be treated for whatever needs they have. Notice rehabilitation. Sometimes you'll hear the word rehab instead of that long word, but it just means recovering, the process.
Okay, and the word recover means to regain to a normal condition. Let's look at this word in today's skit, recover.
Well, little girl, you're very, very sick. This shot will help you recover.
Really? Well, when will I feel better?
Well, probably another week before you're feeling any better.
It'll take me a whole week to feel better?
That's right, but if you rest, you might recover sooner.
Okay, I'll stay in bed. I want to recover soon.
Well, if you really want to recover soon, then you should drink water and juice every day, and you should take this medicine. Then you'll recover very soon.
Okay, I'll take this medicine every day.
Great, then you can recover and go play basketball.
Really? I'll be able to play basketball?
Sure, and you can go swimming.
I can go swimming?
And you can also go ice skating right after you recover.
Really? I can go ice skating?
Sure, you can do all these things after you recover.
Doctor, that's amazing!
Amazing? Well, why is it amazing, little girl?
Because I can never do those things before.
Okay, so after the wild animals recover, they can be returned to the wild, and that's when wild is used as a noun. Well, finally, we read, at the sanctuary, animals discover that people can indeed be the animals' best friends.
They certainly can be. Before, we talked about animals being our best friends, but we can be best friends of animals, too. Hey, let's join Michelle for some language tips.
嗨，大家好，我是Michelle。 首先我们看tend 这个动词 tend 当及物动词在这里是指照顾看管或照料 和 take care of 是一样的意思。例如 the nurses were busy tending the patients, 护士们忙着照顾病患。或者是 he tends a flock of sheep, 他照料着一群羊。Tend 如果当不及物动词的话是指有某种倾向，后面要加不定词 to 再加上动词。例如 he tends to hide his emotions, 他常常会隐藏自己的情绪。再来看 neglect 这个动词， neglect 在这里是指疏于照顾。例如 the child was underweight because he was neglected at home, 那个孩子因为父母疏于照顾所以体重过轻。Neglect 也指忽略或忽视。例如 if you keep neglecting your health, you'll suffer in the future. 如果你继续忽略自己的健康，以后就会受苦。下面看 Rehabilitation Center 这个名词。我们看到 Rehabilitation 这个字的字首 RE 有再一次的意思。所以 Rehabilitation 是指复原或恢复，也可以简称为 Rehab。R-E-H-A-B, 所以 Rehabilitation Center 就是指帮助病人复原的复健中心或者是康复中心。如果一个人正在复健中心接受治疗，我们可以说 He's in rehab. That's all for today. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Tend. Hank tends all the farm animals.He feeds them and cleans their living areas. Fitness Center. Nancy goes to a fitness center 3 times a week to exercise. Slim down. Judy is overweight. She needs to slim down. Neglect. That dog is neglected.No one takes him for walks or plays with him. Rehabilitation Center. The staff at the Rehabilitation Center helps people recover from their injuries. Recover. It took Tom 6 weeks to recover from his broken leg. A home for all. Visiting best friends. The sanctuary welcomes visitors, and about 20,000 people visit each year. Some come to enjoy the natural beauty of Angel Canyon. Others volunteer their time to help with the animals. They feed them, clean their living areas, or take them for walks. Some volunteers return year after year.One animal-loving couple even spent their honeymoon tending the animals. Visitors take a 90-minute tour of the sanctuary. They visit the living areas of all the different animals. They also see the Best Friends Fitness Center, where overweight animals can slim down. Some of the animals have emotional problems because they were abused or neglected. As a result,they wouldn't make very good pets. The staff tries to help them learn to trust humans again. If they are successful, the animals can be adopted. If not, the animals live comfortably at Best Friends for the rest of their lives. Wild animals also find a temporary home at Best Friends. At the rehabilitation center, these animals recover from sickness or injury.Then they return to the wild. At the sanctuary, animals discover that people can, indeed, be their best friends.
Well, it sounds like Best Friends really is a best friend to many animals in need. But Steve, how does the sanctuary...get money to support themselves?
That's a good question, Hazel. I do know that they receive donations, and they also have membership, which helps support all of the good work that they do with those animals.
Well, we've had a good time learning about this Best Friends Sanctuary. Thanks so much for joining us today. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.